Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
Professor Breda Smith, the interim chief medical officer, has confirmed the number of people in hospital here with COVID has risen by 20%. Now, those trends follow a pattern in Europe, which has seen a surge in the virus, especially in those aged over 65. So as winter and all the pressures that brings on our health service approaches, just how prepared are we for the impact of COVID and flu? Well, I'm joined by the new president of the Irish Hospital Consultants Association, Professor Rob Landers, ahead of their annual conference tomorrow. Good morning to you, Professor Landers. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Claire.
So looking at that report from Professor Smith, the acting CMO, how concerned are you that there's a rise of 20% in hospital COVID cases and that that could be the start of something here coming into the winter?
Well, we're very concerned, Claire, because there is bound to be a rise in COVID combined probably with a rise in seasonal flu that we haven't had for the last couple of years because of the social distancing measures during the pandemic. So we're very concerned, and you've got to remember here, we're operating in a hospital system that is desperately short of hospital beds and is desperately short of hospital consultants. So the pressures will be intense and, you know, it's a real worry now heading into the winter.
Okay, and Minister Donnelly has said that he's concerned about a severe winter flu season as well. And I know that medical professionals have been watching what happened in Australia over their flu season. How concerned are you about both happening at the same time, the so-called twindemic?
Yeah, the twindemic is the real worry, and I think historically we have followed the patterns of what has happened in the Southern Hemisphere. They're coming out of their winter, we're heading into ours, and there's no reason to think it'll be any different. So we're bound to see certainly a resurgence of COVID, and we're bound to see the re-establishment of the seasonal flu problem that has been dogging us, if you like, in the health service for years now. So the twindemic is really going to push the hospital system right to the edge of survival and will put real pressures on our system.
Okay, and how will you cope with that over the winter?
I think it's going to be extremely difficult to cope, Claire. Again, we're going to be faced with bed shortages, with shortages of consultants. So what will happen is you'll see elective care, that's people waiting for operations and waiting for diagnostics. They will be pushed out and out and out. And the waiting list for outpatient appointments and for scans, etc., will lengthen and lengthen. So we'll have just a worsening of the already terrible situation we're already in. And there's no, there is no quick fix to this. We are desperately short of beds. We need an additional 5,000 hospital beds by 2030, and we need at least another 3,000 hospital consultants to staff the hospital beds properly.
And that's not going to happen in the next week or two, as you say. There are no short-term solutions. I'm just reminded as I'm speaking to you about a conversation I had with Fergal Hickey, the emergency medicine consultant.
Yes.
And he said it'll be hell on earth for patients and clinical staff who are looking after them. And he described it as what he sees ahead as being an Armageddon-type situation.
Yes, I mean, Fergal is well able to describe working in the front line there in emergency departments of the pressures and the effects of this. And there is no doubt that Irish acute hospitals are operating well above 100% capacity most of the time. It's recognised internationally that the safe level for hospital occupancy is about 80%. So we're operating in an environment all of the time that's unsafe and that's, where outcomes may suffer. And there's very good evidence out there, particularly from emergency departments, and Fergal Hickey can speak eloquently to it, of the poor outcomes that patients suffer because of overcrowding in our emergency departments.
Yeah, and just going back to what you said about elective care being pushed out, the Minister for Health was saying at his post-budget briefing on Wednesday this week that the plans to reduce the number of patients waiting for an appointment with a consultant are 65,000 behind target for this year. Now, I would imagine you're not surprised that we're that far off the mark for this year, but what's going to happen next year now if this winter comes that you're expecting?
Well, absolutely, Claire. No, we're not surprised that those targets are behind, and they'll be further behind by the end of the year as we head into the winter. So we're going backwards. Everything is trending in the wrong direction. We're going to have increases in our waiting lists this winter and going into next year. And, you know, the health system seems to operate, or the department seems to operate, in a kind of 5 minutes to midnight philosophy. You know, it's throw money at it towards the end of the year, try and get some quick wins. And, you know, they may get some marginal gains, but the overall trends are worsening. There's nothing sustainable being addressed in the health service to, for once and for all, to solve the problem of long waiting lists and the shortages of hospital beds and consultants.
Yeah, and consultants, you said there are thousands. Did you put it at 3,000 who are needed, or two? The minister says two.
Yeah, the minister says two. We would think it's a little bit more than that, maybe closer to 3,000.
And he wants to see a new public-only consultant contract agreed in the coming weeks. Is that an accurate timeline? Can it be done?
Well, so do we want to see a new consultant contract agreed, and the sooner the better, because until we agree a new contract, we're not going to be able to recruit consultants under the present contract. The timeline of doing it in a matter of weeks is ambitious, but I think if there is genuine commitment on the Department of Health side and HSE side towards that, that can be achieved. The IHCA have given these contract talks unparalleled focus over the last 18 months. And at the end of the day, it's the consultants want this new contract ultimately for patients, because it's patients are suffering due to the lack of consultants. If you're a patient out there, there are two things that you critically depend on. One is a hospital bed, and the second is a hospital consultant. If you don't have either of those, you're going to suffer. And we want to see a new contract that will attract consultants back into Ireland and staff our hospitals properly. I think we have a very long and proud tradition in Ireland of our graduates going abroad for very specialist training to the very best centres in the world and coming back and bringing that expertise back into the country. Under the current consultant contract, they're not doing that anymore, because they're being asked to come back and work in a job being paid 30% less than the person in the next room.
Okay, so, and is that 30%, is that what's causing the delay here? Is that why it has taken 18 months to get to this point and we're still not there yet where you're saying it can be agreed in a couple of weeks?
It's part of the reason, Claire. It's not the only reason. It's part of the reason, and it's worth acknowledging and remembering, in fact, that Minister Donnelly has previously, on two occasions on public record, given, in his own words, an unambiguous commitment to sorting out that 30% pay differential. He's yet to do it. So we're asking him, calling on him, to keep his word and deliver that. The opposition spokesperson on health and Sinn Féin's position is they would start at a 30% differential out immediately. They recognise the damage it's doing, the corrosive nature of the inequality it's creating.
Now, you mentioned that not only do you need a hospital consultant when you go to hospital, you need a hospital bed. If in the morning all of those consultants were to be recruited, do they have what they need in our public hospitals to get the work done that they need to do?
No, they don't, Claire, being perfectly honest. Consultants at the moment in the hospital system are scrambling right throughout the day. You're scrambling to get operating time. You're scrambling even to get an office. You're scrambling to get the diagnostics done in sequence for your patients. And it really is a very stressful and somewhat dysfunctional environment. And it's leading, in fact, to very high rates of burnout within the consultants at the moment. And there are studies out there again showing, for example, that approximately 8 in every 10 consultants are screening positive now for signs of burnout. So the consultants don't have the resources to provide the quality and the safe care that they would like to do.
Okay, Sláinte Care, the plan proposes 3 elective hospitals, one in Cork, one in Galway, one in Dublin. Might that ease the problems?
It might ease it, but we think there's a better way to do it. We don't necessarily agree with this concept of 3 standalone elective hospitals to serve the country. First of all, you know, geographically, there's far more people living outside of Dublin, Cork and Galway. And what we would propose and urge the Department of Health to consider is increasing elective capacity on existing major hospital sites, where you already have the consultants on site and available, and where the complexity of care delivered in those elective hospitals would be increased, because at the moment, as we understand it, and we weren't consulted on this plan, but as we understand it, these three elective hospitals will only deliver largely daycare and won't be able to deliver care for patients who may need high dependency or intensive care after their procedure. So it would be far more efficient to build the elective capacity on existing hospital sites so that, those codependencies can be addressed.
You spoke about trying to solve the problem by throwing money at it, and we know in the budget there was a huge allocation to the health service. Was there anything in there in the announcement this week that will help?
Very little, Claire, being honest, because, again, it's that last-minute, 5 minutes to midnight philosophy. There's extra money being thrown at the waiting list, but we've done that this year and we haven't been able to spend it. So there's no reason to think we're going to be able to spend it next year. And again, these are very quick, short fix, kind of, you know, let's get a marginal gain here and publicise it. But we're calling for a far more sustainable solution. It keeps going back here. The solutions are very simple. We've got to have more hospital beds and we've got to have more hospital consultants. Only then will we start addressing these problems.
Rob, thank you very much for talking to us. Professor Rob Landers, the new president of the Irish Hospital Consultants Association. Now, Brian O'Connell has been taking a look at new research investigating possible links between pesticide use and Parkinson's disease. He'll be telling us what he found out next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.